is Friday, October 12th. Let's get spooky.
It is shockingly quiet in the studio.
We turned off the air conditioner again. We turned it back on between recordings because it gets so hot in here.
But it's not. It doesn't get the temperature back up. We are suffering for you and all of you who complain vocally about the whiny noise, which is ironic, isn't it? Let's get right into it.
Sacre bleu. French police officer caught selling confidential police data on the dark web. That's it.
We have some details about it. So this guy was offering a service on the dark web. He says, hey, you want to know what the police know about you? Throw me a couple of Monero, right? I don't know if that was actually Monero. It was whatever they were using on this online criminal thing. So he could check about your record. He could give you names and addresses of your rival gangs if you wanted to go attack them. And he could do a number of other horrible things because he was a cop and he had access to the systems.
Turns out those searches are monitored, which is why we're reading about this in the news.
Yeah, he covered his trail to some extent, but didn't do a great job. What got him is that the I think the FBI seized that crypto forum. So they were able to correlate his posts with his activity and the searches.
Do they have arrest.org in France?
I don't know.
Arrest.org, that's where you go to find all your old high school classmates.
Now, I like to, when I'm driving, you know, you gotta make your trips more fun because driving is boring sometimes. I like when I see those, here in the U.S. at least, we got these little signs and they have a radar in them and they'll tell you how fast you're driving, right? Now, if you get above 15 or 20 over the limit, they'll blink. That's the mini game. That's how you keep things exciting.
So you can, you know, see if you can get it to blink.
So this is not the same as a red light camera. These are just, you know, it's just sort of like to guilt you into. It's like, look what you're doing, you awful person. But now they might get a little more sinister.
I found that those generally are like 3 to 5 miles above the speed of my vehicle, like the my vehicle's reporting across several different vehicles.
Yeah. But that sign is now going to be spying on us. It'll be tracking our all of our information.
or in other terms, monetized. They are monetizing those signs.
Well, it's your license plate specifically.
And we talked to, send you a fine, though.
No, it's not for that. It's actually maybe more insidious than that because you're never going to know. But we've talked about in the past, malls are working with government agencies, ICE being the big one. And so if you park in a mall parking lot, they've got your license plate number. And now if you pass one of these things up, they've got your license plate number. And they're going to use this. So if you do something wrong and you say, no, I wasn't driving that day, I didn't go there. Well, now they've got a reason to.
Or even if it's just, we need a reason to search your house. You were going fast on this particular day. We found it. Ta-da.
I don't think traffic citations are probable cause yet, but they might be someday.
I guarantee that's going to come up in some jurisdiction somewhere.
You know what? It's been, I think last week, did we have an embarrassing Intel story last week?
We had an embarrassing Apple story.
I don't think we had an Intel one.
It's rare to not get an embarrassing Intel story. So today, it's nice that we can return to form.
Some Apple laptops shipped with the Intel chips in manufacturing mode. So this is the Intel management engine. That's one of the things. You know, the management engine is something I've complained about a lot in the videos that we do on open source because it's a black box and you don't know what it's doing. Well, in manufacturing mode, over the network, the management engine will accept commands because you might have a fleet of laptops you're looking to configure or something like that. So Apple accidentally shipping end users' laptops in manufacturing mode mean that arbitrary people on the same network as the laptop operator could send commands to the laptop, and the laptop will happily execute those commands, replacing firmware or other bad things from a security perspective.
They actually have an app at that website if you want to go to the One tab. We missed the One tab on Friday. People were furious.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of comments about that.
You can join the Patreon and help us make sure that stuff like that doesn't happen in the future.
Imagine the outrage if we paywalled the One tab.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you can go to that site and you can download an app that will check for you. And if you are running some non-standard operating system on your Apple hardware, there is also a Python script that you can run. And it'll tell you the state of your management engine. Well, we talk a lot about the miracle of modern medical technology. I mean, amazing. These robots that you can swallow and the nano drugs that, you know, it's just incredible things are happening.
Robots that will keep you alive by pumping your blood for you or cleaning your blood.
Or like, you know, like the pacemaker stuff, although that's usually bad news.
This
is actually a little bit more bad news that maybe all of this new technology in medicine isn't secure like it should be.
The remote access system hacking is number one patient safety risk. I don't know about number one, but probably in the top 10.
They ranked them. And number two is terrifying. Number two.
Tell us what it is, Ryan. You won't believe.
Clean mattresses can ooze body fluids onto patients.
I can see that.
Ooh. That's infection? Unpleasant.
You don't want them to get a secondary infection.
Sponges. Everybody knows somebody who has had a sponge left in them. I know like two or three people.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. I've heard horror stories, but I don't know anyone personally.
Ventilators making you hypoxic. Flexible endoscopes infecting you. It's like if they touch them before they go inside of you.
Ugh.
So it is impressive that oozy mattresses are not as dangerous as these remote access things. So.
What I kind of don't understand about, like who, what kind of monster hacks into that kind of stuff? Like,
it's not that they want to kill you. It's that they want to mine Bitcoin.
It's the insurance company.
Listen, this Bitcoin, way more important than the lives of these people.
Well, WhatsApp, you know, WhatsApp, I don't think it's big in the U.S., is it? It's
more really. It is an international thing.
It's kind of big.
Is it?
It's kind of, yeah.
I have some friends overseas. Those are the people who seem to use it the most. Mm. Most people I know.
I guess after Facebook bought it, they're pushing it more here, right?
Yeah.
But it's huge in other parts of the world. And now there's one more way that you can get hacked.
You can get your voicemail hacked. So the Israeli government authorities warn users about a new method of hacking WhatsApp accounts. And so it's the password reset. I guess it's the built-in security mechanism, but it'll leave you a voicemail to be like, hey, this is, you know, your code or whatever. And hackers can get your voicemail easy because that's not secure at all.
Yeah, it turns out that when they did their security audit, it was true that most voicemail passwords were either 0000, 1234 or 4321.
Or not at all, because you can spoof the caller ID. It's like, oh, you're calling from your own phone number. That's cool. But as anybody who has gotten any mobile phone spam lately can tell you, that number that you're calling from, not necessarily legit.
Well, everybody knows that the easiest kind of bet that you can make or insurance that you can sell is that never gets tested.
BlackBerry is taking a page from that book. So BlackBerry races ahead of the security curve with quantum-resistant solution. BS. I mean, it's not really BS. They're just switching to algorithms that are known to be hardened against quantum encryption. But this is a feel-good story for BlackBerry because they're trying desperately to stay relevant. Sorry.
It's so true. I was going to make the same joke.
Considering all the ways that you can get into an iPhone, is anybody going to bother with quantum? That's probably going to be more expensive than all the other ways, right?
I can't wait till the Australians that are trying to do the side gate encryption get a load of the hardened quantum. And it's like, yeah, we need a backdoor in AES 128. Can you work that out for us? And it's like, you know, again, math.
Well, usually Krista provides the design stories. This week I saw one and I was like, hey, that's a design story. I'll put that in there. And she just immediately was like, that's crap. That's stupid.
I don't think it's possible.
I love the name of this font face. It's called Sans Forgetica.
I actually forgot. Like, we always look over the stories before we start, and I literally forgot what it was in the 10 minutes that was ago.
So the theory here is that some sort of apparently credentialed neuroscientists are saying that because you get so used to reading, you can basically just turn your brain off and it goes through the motions of reading, but doesn't actually form a memory. The trick is to supply you with a typeface that is recognizable, but also unrecognizable, so that your brain will have to do some work to figure out what it says, and that will form a memory. Isn't that a tantamount to an admission that once you get used to the font, it's not going to work anymore?
Exactly. Now, there is some science that supports that, say, like a serif font is better for children or people who are dyslexic because the shapes are more distinct, so they can read it a little quicker, but...
Well, it sounds to me like you're picking and choosing which font science you want to believe.
You know,
are you a font denier?
I'm a believer in font creationism.
I don't believe that fonts are caused by human activity.
They just appear on they're naturally occurring fonts, yeah. Google fonts.
The sun has the most to do with it. Well, we talk. We're switching over.
Flat fonter.
Switching to robots, and we always like to talk about robot firsts. Now, robots have written novels before. That is not a first.
They're really terrible from the ones that I've read.
But this one has written a road novel in the vein of Jack Kerouac.
I mean, it's cool, I guess, but...
Is it
though? Who wants this?
Yeah.
So who's the market here?
This person who is a computer scientist / author, I guess, they had the robot that writes books. So they loaded it up in a car and they drove from New York to, was it Louisiana? Which
New
is
Orleans.
New Orleans.
Or New Orleans, yeah. And I think that's the same trek that Jack Kerouac took for...
On the road,
the road, yeah. So, just to see what the robot would come up with. And the reason that we're all talking about it is because the dude put a robot in the trunk of his car. Not because the writing was good.
And because Google funded the car and the robot. So...
I didn't know Google would find... We got a YouTube channel, Google. I mean... I'm not saying that we could have documented it better and we could have stretched it out into like 7 or 8 webisodes, but I mean, I am kind of saying that.
How about we build the first robot that goes to meetings so we don't have to?
We could load up Stacy just in the car. It would be great.
She might need some pants to be business appropriate.
I wonder if we could modify like one of those, you know, like the little rascal scooter things to handle highway speeds, because if it's handicap accessible, one of those little rascal scooters should be fine. So we could literally just... get her on the interstate going at interstate speeds, but then when she gets to where she's going for the meeting, you know, it's still handicap accessible.
I don't think so. I don't think I think the tire diameter would be somewhat limiting at those speeds.
We're going to need to get with like Boston Dynamics or something. So what I'm envisioning then is a platform where like the accessibility mobility scooter with Stacy on it goes onto the platform, and then the platform is an autonomous driving vehicle, and that can handle the interstate.
Can you imagine
speeds.
How terrifying that'd be driving on the interstate and passing?
Stacy's just driving by, just you know, with
she's taking selfies because that's what she does.
Classic Stacy.
She's the thought bot.
Her hair blowing in the wind.
The thought bot.
It's gonna take a lot of poster tack to keep her hair from coming off.
Yeah, her hair. It's a little slippery even now. I don't know if you guys know, Stacy's bald. She's
wow. So you're going to cost her a lot of followers. You know, this is how she eats.
Oh, listen. Listen, you know, it's all about the hair extensions and stuff anyway. So she teaches you how to do that on her Instagram channel.
Stacy's going to be the house AI. It's like the AI hotel in Altered Carbon. That's just going to be, it's going to be exciting.
Stacy with an I.
Anyway, speaking of robots doing stuff for us.
I don't think any of those robots are going to come to fruition. But the good news is the lettuce robot is already here.
This is something we could teach Stacy to do.
Farm lettuce?
Farm lettuce, yeah. The exciting thing here is that as the plants grow, the robot moves them around. It doesn't say, but I think that the reason it's doing that is artificial lighting. So
they talk about how it's because they make these beds. And they outgrow them eventually.
Oh, okay.
So they're all in the same room. But, you know, he'll pick it up, put it on this little temporary tray here, and move it to where it needs to go. And then he'll start a new one.
So that it's got room to grow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. A plant will outgrow a container if it's in there too long.
But the people, here's another shot of him there. So there's a little baby one. And this one needs to be transplanted into a larger bed. And so these guys go around... And they deal with, like, the watering and stuff like that.
Neat.
Yeah.
Look how, like, white and space age that room is.
Well, there's probably some after, you know, some touching up going on.
Photoshoppery.
It's actually, like, a 70s lab. And, like, it's just
a big rusted out, you know, it used to be a butcher shop.
I'm going to ask the viewers at home, I want you to remember that mental image of, like, that clean, white awesomeness of awesome, you know, very sterile environment, because it's going to be real important for a robot story we're going to have toward the end of the program.
Well, we're moving ahead into the robot future at such a fast pace. Every week we talk about, you know, the robots, and they're making lettuce, they're picking strawberries, they're on Instagram, and
going to meetings that we don't want to go to.
Here, and so some people are saying it's too much, too fast.
Would you say that it's Waymo fast enough?
Waymo alarming?
Waymo alarming.
Fully driverless Waymo taxis are due out this year, which has alarmed critics because they don't think Waymo is anywhere near ready. The software just doesn't have it yet to be able to be, you know, Johnny Cab.
This is going to be in Phoenix, and it's not going to be no more person sitting up front observing. Full autonomous taxis in Phoenix this year, they're saying.
So you might want to move to Phoenix.
There's only a few months left in this year, so... It's going to be exciting.
You know what we forgot to do? I forgot to put the story in about the new government regulations of self-driving. Yeah. Well, we'll cover that. It won't be in the one tab. I'm sorry. You're on your own for this one.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has caught wind of this.
Yeah, and one of the big changes that they're making is the word driver can now refer to self-driving systems.
Interesting.
So if there's a law that's like the driver must be present, it's okay for that to be robot driver.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that also means the company is responsible for the driver's behavior.
Exactly. Yeah, the driver would have responsibilities there, and who knows where that settles out to ultimately.
Well, that's and now you start to realize that that's one of the many reasons that Google moved under the Alphabet umbrella, because, you know, the tens of millions or perhaps hundreds of millions of legal settlements from Waymo cars run amok doesn't affect Google proper or our parent Alphabet.
How long before somebody dives in front of one of these?
About, if the road videos from Europe are to be believed, about 15 minutes. People are desperate in the whole insurance scam thing. It's like everybody's got a dash cam in Europe, so.
But it's
Russia,
but there's
that's really bad for that.
Much more than a dash cam on these cars.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to be able to detect your angle. It's like, yeah. Not only did you jump on the hood, you faked it. That was not even, you only suffered 2.3 Gs of acceleration.
Here was your rate of acceleration versus the cars. And we've calculated 500 different things. If you would have turned your ankle a quarter inch, you would have been fine. So now we prove that you did this on purpose. Well, we talked about BlackBerry and their quantum gambit. And they are not the only quantum explorers this week.
Researchers have created quantum artificial life for the first time, which is a pretty clickbaity headline. When you read into it, they're really just using quantum qubits to simulate a lifelike game.
And it's pretty primitive.
Yeah.
There's a genotype qubit, a phenotype qubit, and then some extra qubits to determine like how they would interact. And they just sort of run these things. It's very primitive. It's not incredible, but like most things in the quantum world, if you scale it up, they're like, no, totally. When we hit 500 qubits, this is going to be amazing. Just wait. Just wait and see. So.
But buy it now. Wait and see.
Well, I don't think they're selling anything.
No, not in this case, but usually that's the way it is in tech.
I don't know. We got demonetized last Friday. I think I know why.
I'm not sure I do.
This one, I mean, we just can't say the name of this thing.
We've got a story, and we've got to talk about the Grindr app. But there's an extension for Grindr, and the game here is going to be that we're going to try to avoid saying what the name of that extension
is.
Ducker. I don't know. That might be too close, because when I say Oogle Glay, it knows what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's call it Fancy.
It's like Fancy, like the Bears.
Fancy, the desktop app that will let you track people on Grindr and a lot of metrics about them.
This is as a programmer, this is really bizarre, because it's a desktop app that interfaces with Grindr. And so Grindr provides a certain amount of information to users. And it's I guess a dating app maybe is the way to describe that.
I think Grindr,
it's more of a hookup app.
Yeah, it doesn't advertise love as the outcome of these interactions.
And this app is able to tell you way more information about participants in this application.
Did you say Waymo information?
Not Waymo. It's Grindr.
And so,
well, let's itemize some of those things. Like
whether or not your HIV status.
That's a big one.
Your exact location down to a couple of inches.
Yeah. So you can find other people who are down.
Your history on the app.
Yes. How you participated. Photos that you may not have shared.
Your preferred position, which we will not elaborate on.
And so it seems like you, as a programmer, you would just turn. I was like, oh, yeah, we shouldn't allow these unauthenticated desktop apps to access this information. Let's just turn that off in the API. Problem goes away. You don't have to have. But instead, the Grindr people are suing the app developers saying, oh, no, don't do that.
Well, they DMCA'd him. And he filed the counter DMCA saying, I have not used any of your copyright works. I wrote this completely from scratch. I just happen to be hitting your API. And that immediately results in a court case.
So that makes me think that the Grindr app, people don't actually have any real programmers. It's probably just like, they probably just, you know, hired some people off of like odesk.com or something.
You saying they made a temporary hookup with their programmers?
Yeah.
Not a long-term relationship?
And that is perhaps the root of the issue.
So it turns out that they have actually gone to GitHub, because this is open source, and to get this taken down, and people just keep forking it. So there's 90 forks.
Oh, all those forks on GitHub.
There's a lot of just wild forking going on with this app. It's unsafe, the level of forking.
Isn't that worth joining Patreon right there? I mean, we put a lot of work into these
We're
jokes.
We're going to demonetize even though we've made that joke, just because we showed the article briefly on screen.
It's GitHub, it's a programmer thing.
Yeah, they got that OCR stuff on the algorithm now. Well, if you're a Tesla fan, and God knows there's some of you in the audience, you got one more thing to worry about other than the short sellers.
This story's actually kind of funny, though. I mean, in a horrible sort of way.
So you watch the video, and this guy is pulled over. And I wonder if this camera is stock or something he added.
He may have added
It's mounted pretty high. I don't know. Do Teslas have... Oh, no, that's that the camera to see if you're paying attention.
Is it?
I think maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. So the officer pulls him over, walks up to the car. He's driving a Tesla Model 3, and it's like, sir, you're not allowed to have your computer mounted like that. And it's literally just the dash computer on the Tesla Model 3. And so then finally, like, it took some convincing, but finally the police officer was like, okay, well, I guess, whatever.
Yeah.
You should watch the video.
He seemed just incredulous for the longest time. I think he was worried that this guy might be watching movies on this, which is funny.
Who does that?
Well, it's funny because remember the guy who ran under the tractor trailer?
Yeah.
While he was watching Harry Potter?
Yeah. Yeah. In the Tesla. Because it was self-driving.
I don't know if the Model 3 has that feature, though. Probably does.
It does. It has got some self-driving. Or you may have to pay to unlock it. I don't know. But he was, you know, he was like, no, it just controls the, you know, headlights and air conditioning and whatever else. So there you go.
Got him a nice viral video.
We should give that guy a round of applause, but some people might be triggered.
Come on, guys. We always have to. We got to give our disclaimer that we slip in at least one non-tech story every week in the nonsense section. I couldn't pass this one up.
I don't see your jazz hands.
Clapping is replaced with jazz hands over fears noise could trigger anxiety among you. I really feel like this is something a troll has done. Like a troll.
We covered another story like this, but I don't remember what university or this, if it was just a tech conference or.
Okay, this is another terrible aside that has nothing to do with technology. But did you see, remember the crazy story? I think we crowbarred that one in the news too. It was about, they wrote a paper and got it published about how dog rape in dog parks was sexist. Like if a male dog mounted another male dog, there was great outrage. But if a male dog mounted a female dog, there was no outrage. Well,
you're not supposed to let your dog hump another dog regardless of the dog park.
That's not important.
FYI. We worked so hard on our monetization.
That's immaterial. Because it turns out there were three people who were just doing a social experiment on the craziest papers they could get published. And they had this guerrilla campaign. They got like 20 papers published that were all equally ridiculous. It is a fantastic read if you look that up. But they were just like, they got jobs at universities and infiltrated. And they're like, let's see how far we can take this. And they took it to...
So to replacing applause. Well, I mean, theoretically, this is people replacing applause with jazz hands.
Because, oh, look.
But what if you don't have hands? That's not inclusive.
You can still do
jazz stomp.
Jazz stomp.
Use your feet.
Jazz feet would be fine.
I can't do my
also feet. Known as happy feet, maybe.
I think that's a copyright, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hit the desk. It's fine.
I'm done. Oh, well, this is a...
It's a terrible idea. And so, speaking of terrible ideas.
Yeah, this is, you know, I mean... We live in a somewhat free country. I think we rank 58th on the freedom scale internationally here in the land of the free.
USA.
It slipped a bit.
You can do what you want, but there are some times where you legitimately should not.
This is an iPhone case that looks like a gun. What could possibly go wrong?
I don't see why anyone would be upset by this.
I mean, look how cool you're going to be answering your phone.
Look, she has no trigger safety at all there. Just that is, puts her hand right there.
That is, the trigger discipline is non-existent there. So, yeah, the social media post by a police officer, I guess. I don't think it was like
a police department.
But they were just saying, don't be this stupid because we're going to kill you.
Not only are you, like, we're just going to keep some of these in the back just in case we accidentally shoot people. Throw it on your, it's like, they had this phone case. It doesn't fit their phone, but I mean, I guess. Understandable.
Most people carry an iPhone. So statistically, you know.
But there's so many different models. I mean, do you have the XS or the XL or the XR? Or?
Well, we live in this brave new world of jazz hands.
A brave new world. Nicely done.
And I don't agree. I don't agree with the jazz hands world. I don't want to live in it. I don't like it. But at some point, you do have to accept that, you know, in order to function in this world, you're going to have to deal with some of that. And some people don't, and it doesn't work out.
This story made the rounds everywhere. It's a CERN scientist that says, physics is built by men, not by invitation. And so he did a presentation where he talks about men in physics and not women in physics. And
he's specifically upset about women being included in physics. It was a little nebulous.
So he had all these slides. You can see he made some charts. And he has all this evidence, or so he claims evidence, that women were getting jobs when they were less qualified than men. He said it happened to him. And it happened to several of his coworkers. So he gave a presentation proving this. And this is one of those situations where it's like you're bringing facts. It's like a knife to a gunfight. You know? I don't care how many charts and numbers you have here. You are not going to win. And he, in fact, has been dismissed.
Oops.
Some of his numbers were not exactly accurate either, though.
What, did you run your own studies?
I just, like, did you actually look at the thing? The document he provided?
Briefly. I read the whole thing. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to know the yes or no whether they're true or not.
It was poorly put together, to say the least.
It definitely didn't account for, like, if there was inherent bias when he started and gathering the numbers or if whatever. But I would believe that this type of action to, like, try to balance things out when maybe there isn't a balance yet is not something that happens overnight. Like,
yeah.
It's like we need a 50-50 ratio in this. And it's like, well, there's currently not a 50-50 ratio in the talent pool. So how do we resolve that?
Yeah, you can't resolve. Well, and I don't think it should be mandatory hiring quotas, but it's like, do you really need to, like, try and just, like, bust people for this? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish here? And the answer is,
he was hoping to get a break and not lose his job.
I think I know what he was trying to accomplish. User engagement. And we're going to get a lot of comments about that story, aren't we?
Well, there was already a topic about it in the forum, and it had to get shut down because...
Oh, yeah, it was on fire.
Do you know the clip from Anchorman where he's talking to Veronica in the newsroom, and he's like, women have brains a third the size of ours. It's science. That was basically what the thread devolved into, and it was kind of unfortunate.
Oh.
Yeah. A little unfortunate that we couldn't have just the discussion of the paper, but... You know,
well,
we tried. You were hanging out and like lurking, which I think is funny because
I was like, this is my experience, and you know, maybe take it with a grain of salt, but there is some bias both ways. I think against men and against women.
We talked about this last week. I know of at least two occasions. Wendell, maybe you've seen some other ones that Krista has for sure been discriminated against,
yeah,
because of her sex.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry, but man, we had a good laugh about it.
Yeah,
but I think
it doesn't happen often because our office is actually pretty cool, but like when it does, it's very clear what's going on.
Yeah.
Very clear.
And you're in a good position because, like you say here, it's like we can just laugh about it later.
Yeah.
And it's not really going to affect you. So
but if you had to work there and it's like, oh, my job prospects, I can't,
it's really shitty. I can't imagine. I can't imagine being a woman in the environments of some of these other firms, like how terrible that would be.
It is delightful, though, because you actually have the skills, and so it's fun to just watch you do your thing, and they're just clueless.
Tear them apart limb from limb.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
Although, you know, you could argue that the ferocity with which you go back at them is unique to the female.
No, listen. So here's the thing. I didn't start that way. But when you repeatedly dismiss me and, like, don't listen to me after you specifically requested me and being at a meeting, that's when I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be nice anymore. I'm not here to be your mom.
In the context of the guy that wrote the physics paper, I could see that that kind of a response coming out of that kind of an environment, you would maybe get a pass on. So, like, if HR is looking at it and it's like, oh, yeah, we can't, you know, accept that kind of behavior from an HR standpoint, then given the environment that led to the thing that the guy was talking about, I could see HR saying, you know, we're going to give you a pass on that. I could see that. That makes sense.
I would just like to say, when Krista started working here, I told her that her spirit would be crushed within 2 years.
I was so happy and like, I was like,
she was so bubbly.
Great. I love to collaborate with people. I still like to collaborate with most of our clients, but there's a few.
Yeah, I think
you can only push me down so long before I start pushing back. And let me tell you, I push harder.
I think I was only. I think I gave you too much time, actually, and the transition occurred much sooner.
But it was like 2 years before I really started getting.
It turns out the world is a horrible, horrible place.
Not always, but there are certain places that are more terrible than others.
Well, if this gentleman at CERN had done this all as an elaborate joke, we could assign him the role of Troll of the Week. But I think he was being serious. I think he was being serious, so we can't give him that. And instead, I think we have to give it to Banksy.
Banksy, definitely. Troll of the year. This is amazing.
Troll of the decade, really.
You owe it to yourself to watch these videos because they're amazing.
Look how excited everyone's like, oh.
So the backstory is that Banksy, so he's a famous graffiti artist. He doesn't, he's not a traditional...
guerrilla style artwork where he just shows up, paints something, and then disappears.
Yeah, and so this was an auction for one of his works at the, how do you pronounce it, Sotheby's?
Sotheby's, I think.
Sotheby's auction house, which is, you know, where you auction multi-million-dollar artwork. It went for $1.4 million, you know, he framed it and everything, but he built a mechanism into the artwork that it would destroy itself if it were ever auctioned, and it did.
It looks like it just is.
Yeah, it shredded about half of it. I wonder if that was supposed to shred the whole thing, but the battery had been going too long.
Maybe, possibly.
Also, a lot of people presumed that he was in the room because it wouldn't have had any sort of internet connectivity.
He could have hired a proxy.
Could be, yeah. So it went for $1.4 million, and the moment he put the gavel down, it shredded itself. Sotheby's did make the statement, and I think they're absolutely right here. It probably made it more valuable.
I wonder if they were in on it, because, I mean, what if...
No, they claim they were not. They had no idea.
Well, they claim that, but, you know, secretly they're like, oh, let's split all the money we just made hot tub full of money.
But he wouldn't get anything out of that. Well, I guess if they were in on it, they could have... But yeah. See, I don't think there was any guarantee that this would go to them when he first... Because he actually recorded installing the shredder when he first mounted the painting, and he was like, hey... If this ever gets auctioned, I'm going to shred it. So,
but people, they'll eat that up. You know, it's a gimmick.
Nicely done.
I think, sir. I would love to have the shredded Banksy in my home. Yeah, that's a great thing to have. Pretty cool.
Even if it was just a box of confetti and it's like, what is this? And it's like, that's the thing. And it's like, wow, this is amazing.
How much did you spend on that? $1.4 million.
Oh. Now, I think I'm going to propose an alternate headline for this next story. The headline I would propose is... Health experts don't understand heroin.
Yeah. Fortnite, the popular video game for, you know, Battle Royale mode, is as addictive as heroin, according to these health experts.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
They're saying it's for kids. Like, it's going off and, like, it's pushing all the buttons in kids' brains. And
Maybe I might not have seen these stories, but have you seen a lot of stories about kids doing sexual favors to truckers? In order to get one more drop in Fortnite?
Definitely.
Haven't seen those.
No.
Yeah. What about, have a lot of kids lured people into alleys and stabbed them to death in order to play Fortnite? Has that happened?
You know, I hadn't heard anything of it. A friend of a friend mentioned something like that, but I don't know.
Maybe not.
I seem to remember something about that in Russia Today.
Maybe not as powerful a motivator as heroin, but you know, who can say?
And our last story ends on a little bit of a sad note for some entrepreneurs that were just trying to make it in this dog-eat-dog world.
Listen, they had a good idea and they ran with it.
Can I just say, before we start, like, look at these pictures. I actually thought the first one was real.
You got to recall also the sterile clean room. Yeah.
Well, so, here it is.
Yeah. Like, okay, so the robots where they're making lettuce is amazing. This was going to be the robot brothel. Look at that. It's not. They don't even have clean ceiling tiles. Look at that water stain.
Nothing says sexy time like that sterile white.
Is that? It's hard to tell. That's not a marble floor, right? That's just like a dirty, wet concrete floor.
Right. Yes. With an extension cord laying in the middle.
Because, well, listen, you got to charge the girls. Got to keep them going.
That last customer had her, you know.
And here's another one.
They got shut down. Oh. Is the story is that this place is shut down before they even began.
Ironically, it's not actually illegal. The city council is going to have to rush to pass an ordinance to make it illegal.
We've talked about these shops who are doing the robot / doll rentals. And even if there was just a giant boiling vat of water that you lowered her into prior to my visit, it could never be clean enough.
Yeah.
Never.
We learned that from the medical story, that in fact,
the dolls are oozing.
Oozing dolls. That's the number two threat.
First is oozing dolls.
It's important that we did the stories in the order that we did, because if you extrapolate from the medical technology story that, you know, assassins could reprogram these sex robots, and that will be the number one threat. Because, I mean, isn't that what we're talking about with the medical technology? And the lack of sterilization and oozing from sponges and something left inside of you during surgery, maybe even, I don't know, depending on what you're into. I don't know what's going on.
The problem here certainly is leaving things inside, I believe. Yeah.
So, I think that all the lessons from the medical story, we could apply here, and it's, you know, maybe the city council's not wrong.
But I think the lesson here is buy, don't rent. And don't buy used.
Definitely don't buy used.
The dolls, the other dolls they had in this article did not look quite as realistic as the first one.
Yeah, well, we showed this one off. So
yeah, she doesn't look very real.
They only have these two. Oh, no, there's another one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this one, this is like the anime girl. She's got the silver hair.
Yeah.
That's the Khaleesi. Oh, there's more. Oh, I didn't realize there were so many more.
That look wasn't that loading one. Earlier. I don't know the story.
So there's like a younger one, you know. You want to look at
I wonder if they just got better wigs, if that would take, you know, make some of the illusion better.
She's pushing her little shirt down. Oh, my goodness.
Imagine. We weren't demonetized before.
Oh, here's a nurse. The oozing nurse. Yeah.
Secondary infection.
Oh, this is incredible.
So this is all technology in Houston that's never going to see the light of day in Houston.
Well, they'll just sell them somewhere else.
Oh, that's
used.
The end of it. Yeah. Now, she's the best one, though. She's the most realistic.
I think that's partly, though, because she's in a realistic environment.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to dirty ceiling tiles.
Yeah. Rooms were like dirty office spaces. Like, she actually looks like she's taking a picture somewhere.
You think they have like a nice balcony you could use? Get the natural lighting too.
No, I think it's just going to be a dirty white room with like a black couch, and there's literally nothing else in the room.
It's just a flickering light bulb.
Well, I was going to say, do you take her on a date? Do you take pictures of her on social media? Like, hey, took this great beauty out today for a date.
It's one of those little mechanical egg timers to let you know how much longer you've got.
I think they had to go like old style Roman, which is like a clay cup with a hole in it, and then when the water drained out, that your time was over.
Well, I'm sure
horrific thoughts to keep you occupied.
Horrific thoughts.
Yeah. I didn't even mean to do it. Oh, no, don't clap. I'm triggered. You have to.
Oh, jazz hands. Yeah. Well. That's it for another week
of technology news. What all happened this week? You'll remember this week.
Well, Sans Forgetica.
Because of the font. Yeah.
Is it Forgetica?
Sans Forgetica, yeah.
I don't remember.